She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want. I have everything I
So that was Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. And before we go into the next hour of Bad Reception, I just want to say that this is Gwendolyn, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening to the first hour, and now we're going on to the second. Before we go into the next song, I also just want to say a little PSA. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org. and click our donations drive tab and see how you can help us keep it freeform. Sorry, it's late. I'm getting tired. So our next song is At the Zoo by Simon and Garfunkel.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. It's a light and tumble journey from the east side to the park, just to find a fancy ramble to the zoo. But you can take a crosstown bus if it's raining or it's cold, and the animals will love it if you do. It's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. The monkeys stand for honesty. Giraffes are insincere. And the elephants are kindly, but they're dumb. Orangutans are skeptical of changes in their cages, and the zookeeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries, antelopes are missionaries. Pigeons plot in secrecy, and hamsters turn on frequently. What the gas you got to come and see at the zoo? At the zoo? At the zoo?
That all the worst things happen after midnight. Well, what a shame that that's where I'm spending most of my time. And what a shame that I need you instead of just want you. What a shame I need everything that I haven't got. You give me all that you can, but it's not quite enough. Of all the things that I have, satisfaction's my one. And I wish I could say that I'm trying to get better, but you know that isn't true. Set the table.
So that was Set the Table by Rip Momney and Cloud. I am a huge fan of Rip Momney and also Cloud, but more so Cloud. I just haven't listened to a lot of Rip Momney, but I really wanted to go to a Cloud concert this year, and it happened to be the day that I was like returning from home for spring break, and I missed Cloud on my behalf. However, we're missing Cloud on Henry's behalf because
I have an exam at the same time.
So, maybe we'll see Cloud in the future, but maybe it's just kind of fate. Maybe something's keeping us away from Cloud. So, our next two songs are from a album by Fox Academy called High. Like, High is the album. I'm not just awkwardly stuttering. Trying to plug this in. However, I was recommended this by the lovely Eliza Johnson, who I'm doubting is listening right now. And she sent me the like links out of nowhere. Like, it had nothing to do with our former conversation. And I checked the album, and the two songs on the album, and in the order I will be playing them, I'm Sorry About Yesterday, and also I'm Really Scared. And so Henry and I are like, oh my gosh, is Eliza okay? Like, should we be checking on her? Should we be like, we're just kind of like, this is really weird and out of nowhere, and these are just giving us really bad vibes. So I was like, hey, are you doing okay? And she's like, oh, I just really like the music. So this is I'm Sorry About Yesterday by the Fox Academy.
I met you at the summer camp.
My mic wasn't on. That's really funny. I was just rambling for so long. I was wondering. So, long story short, Wasteland Baby reminds me of coffee in Litchfield, Connecticut. I don't even remember the name of the place. Really good coffee, though. Like, they never miss on an espresso shot, which is rare for a cafe. Yeah, very expensive, too, though. So, now that we're going to end my spiel really quickly, we're going into Wasteland Baby by Hoosier.
Wasteland, baby. be still my indelible friend. You are unbreaking, though quaking, though crazy. That's wasteland, baby. And the stench of the sea and the absence of green are the death of all things that I've seen and unseen. Are an end but the start of all things that are left to do. Wasteland, baby, I'm in love with you.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry.
Hello. Hello. It's Gwendolyn.
Hi. Yes.
Hi. This is Scott again. please don't put me on the air. No, I'm looking at schedule. When I hit schedule on the website, it comes up blank.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, and that's what I have to do to download whatever you put up on the air here. Want to do that.
Wait, yes, it is the same
just,
for me.
Tell the tech people about it, okay?
Yes, I will email the program director. Thank you so much for letting me know. It is also down for me, though.
Yeah, because the schedule just comes up blank.
Yeah. I'm seeing the same thing.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
I appreciate you. You're fantastic.
Have a good rest of your day.
Oh, well, actually, it's my night. I'm about to go to sleep.
Have a good night, then.
Okay. I hope you do, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
And there's a praying mantis prancing on your bathtub. And you swear it's a priest from a past life out to get you. And I digress. 'Cause I must make you the perfect evening. I try my best to put the priest inside a jam jar.
Was The Bug Collector by Haley Hendricks. Yes. That is from I Need to Start a Garden, which I really vibe with that album name. I love gardens. That's why I'm in the Tufts Student Garden. Little plug, you should join. But also hoping to start a garden at my off-campus house this summer, in like a month. Wow. Very interesting. Yeah, very soon. So I love that song, The Bug Collector. I'm not fully sure what it's about. What I pick up, though, is like she's trying to calm someone who is either extremely paranoid or close to that and is like paranoid specifically about the praying mantis and just like a lot of other. I haven't really listened to the song that clearly, especially more recently, but I get that. I also get extreme paranoia. And we'll leave it at that. So the next two songs we're going to go into is Sarah by Alex G. This song gives me peak homesickness. It was an amazing song, especially for last year. I really loved it. And the song after that is Simple Song. I guess actually I'll talk about that a little bit later. So this is Sarah by Alex G.
Like an ocean made warm by the sun. and a kiss that I kept under my vest. Apart from everything but the heart in my chest, I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking you gotta be tough and play like a star.
That was Simple Song by The Shins. I was first shown that song freshman year of high school by Henry and I's mutual friend Aurora. There's no way Aurora is listening to this right now. I feel like she would love this. Yeah, I miss Aurora. I actually texted her today. She did not respond, but all good. But yeah, she showed me the song. She's like, I think you would like this. And I did, and I still think about it a lot. I really like the song, actually. Yeah, really reminds me of high school and home. Cool. Okay, so our next song is also The Shins, but it is New Slang. However, I think before that, it is time for Henry to do our PSA. So get on over here, Henry.
Whoa.
Woo.
Coming over wires here.
Cool little.
Wait, if I move the mic. I think that's easier than going all the way around.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our PSA for today is, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. So you can do your part to reduce the black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or a high in a tree. So learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. So this message has been a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you.
All right. Thank you so much
Fun
for that.
Fun fact to add to that, though.
Oh.
Is we have a school walk tradition. And
in high school, not
in high
Tufts.
School. Yeah,
little,
sorry.
Little disclaimer.
And which we walk like 6 miles to like the top of this rock, and during one of those walks, there was a bear on a bridge, so we weren't able to complete it. But yeah.
Yeah. So I mentioned this like very briefly in my introduction. My mic may have not been on, but where we live in our little corner of the Berkshires, there is there's a lot of bears. And it's great. Bears are super, super duper cool. However, the population has gone up, which is also very great, especially for bears. But black bears, here's a little rule of thumb from someone who knows some stuff about the wilderness, not a ton. But so we're all scared of bears. There's like a huge like kind of murmur about how dangerous they are. But there is a general rule of thumb that it goes for the different types of bears, black attack. So for black bears, they're usually not much bigger than like at most 200 pounds. So you're probably pretty similar in size to a black bear. Unless they're with their babies, you can pretty much like lift up your arms and wave your arms and scream at them and they will just go away. They're very curious, but also they mostly only eat like berries. So they really don't want you. But like they're very curious. They're kind of just like a dog. And then the next one is brown stay down. If you were to somehow encounter a grizzly bear, which is super rare in mainland US, and like really only in Alaska where you see like the really big grizzly bears, those ones are like 600 pounds. They're huge. Yeah, you're in pretty big danger at that point. If you don't have bear mace, which I feel like you should if you're in backcountry Alaska, you're supposed to stay down and act like you're dead. I don't know how effective that is. I can't imagine it's like really that effective. But then the last one is white goodnight. So if for some reason you were to encounter a polar bear, I don't know why you would be in the North Pole, but good for you. Those ones they're deadly. There's no hope. If you're running away from a polar bear, it's basically done for. There's actually a town in Canada in which it is illegal to lock your car because if a polar bear, there's polar bears in this town as a little FYI. If a polar bear is chasing you, you have to like just jump into like the first thing you can get into, and so they will make people like leave their cars unlocked so people can just jump into other people's cars. So yeah, polar bears are vicious, and the next song we've got is New Slang by the Shins.
Thank you. dawn. In the arc of the bones, I bleed into the bones till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like one, I'd advance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well. Yeah.
on. So that was We'll Never Have Sex by Leith Ross. I've actually heard that from TikTok. Yeah, Henry Sonic. So that is a TikTok song. That's how I got that. But I kind of feel like it fit the vibe of, like, folksy music. And so... Oh my god, it is really late. I'm excited to go to sleep. So, I'm trying to think. Oh, I had a little thing to say about Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac. So in the Berkshires, again, where Henry and I are from, there is a really cool concert venue called Tanglewood that is really famous, but they do have, like, just a super cool concert venue, like, in the mountains. It's, like, mostly outside, so it's great. But I always, like, would love to see Fleetwood Mac perform there, but I don't think Fleetwood Mac is performing anymore, but, that would have been, like, a dream, but I'm a little too late, so. This is Cherry by Harry Styles.
Don't you call him baby. We're not talking lately. Don't you call him what you used to call me. Selfish, so I'm hating it. I noticed that there's a piece of you in how I dress. Take it as a compliment. Don't you call him baby. Talking lately, don't you call him what you used to call me. Your accent and your friends. Did you know I still talk to them? Does he take you walking around his parents' gallery? Don't you call him baby. We're not talking lately. Don't you call him what you used to call me. Don't you call him baby. We're not talking lately. Don't you call him what you used to call me.
Ben non. Can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. And I don't know how it happened, we both abandoned.
Hi, you're on air. Hello?
Hello, Glenn Fisman.
Hi.
Hi, this is Scott calling back.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, even though you're playing newer music now, you know what? I enjoy it.
All right, that's so good to hear.
Yeah. Don't put me on the air.
I think that in order for me to respond, I have to do that, but I don't think I have any listeners right now besides you, so it's all good.
Okay, well, you are doing great. I was just calling to say, you distracted me. No, I'm not sure what I was going to say. I just had a simple comment.
All good.
Yeah, well, it's getting on midnight here.
Yeah, it is very
late. A lot later than that where you are.
Yes, I guess it's technically earlier, but yes, it's 3 a.m.
Okay. Please, tell the tech people about, I can't get to the various parts of the website.
Yes, yeah, I did email them saying that you were on the website
okay,
and it's
good.
Not working for
good.
Me too.
Thank
yeah.
You.
All good.
All right. No. Okay, let's revert back. I remember in the early 70s, being in high school, we'd walk around with regular albums, you know, 12-inch LPs.
Yeah.
Under our arms, and then have to, that's the music we had. That's our political music. Me and a couple of friends of mine, we sounded with a cool record player, which is a big square, a big, rectangular, whatever, box. And you have to plug it into the wall, but you put an album in there and play it.
Yeah.
And we would get to our classes earlier than they started and set up the box and put an album on it and start playing it. Yeah. I had an art teacher that was really questioning the Eagles, which woman. Because we played that album every time we got into her classroom for a couple weeks. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, music is great.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm looking at your name on the screen. It's Gwendolyn or Gwendolson.
Oh my gosh. So that is I got to choose a username, but most people actually use their actual name. I didn't catch that when I signed up for my name to be presenting, and I chose the username Gwen Fine Zen, because it just
Gwen
like,
Fine Zen. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, the only thing that like rhymes with Gwen, or like one of the few things that comes to mind right away. And so that's just like been my username for a lot of things. So that's how it's
okay.
There. I didn't realize that most people actually use their actual name. So.
Well, for your on-air name, parafact down to, like, Gwendolyn or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I really didn't want, and I'm hearing you about 3 seconds later than I'm saying it now.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you like putting me on air.
Yes, yeah. So sorry about that.
Oh, well, it's not a big problem with me, but, you know, it's just I want to hear it again, so I want to download it, but I have to go through the website to do it, and when I hit the page, it's...
Yeah, it's just down. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that. I sent them an email, but I'm, like, they're probably asleep,
okay,
I'm guessing.
Okay, what you told them about it, that's all we can do.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
Okay. Hey, enjoy.
Yes, all right. Have a good night.
I will not disturb you again tonight.
No, it's all good. I'm going into my last song anyways, but yeah, have a good night.
Okay, yeah, it's almost midnight where I live.
Yeah, oh, like only 5 minutes off, yeah.
Yeah, well, I got 3 minutes. Well, I don't know how accurate that clock is. But it's 3 minutes off midnight where I am, and you are 3 hours beyond that?
Yeah, so 3 a.m. for us.
Yeah, it's only midnight for me, so it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night. Thank you very much. I have enjoyed your music greatly.
Yes, thank you so much. All right. And our next song is going to be George Harrison. So, yeah. Very cool.
Oh, good George Harrison song.
Yes, yeah.
I will enjoy that.
Yeah.
No, I won't even guess what you're going to play. But I love George Harrison.
Yeah.
I love all the people.
Yeah.
So, good night.
All right. Good night.
You have a good night. Thank you very much. You have entertained me very well tonight.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.